Good evening, friends, and welcome once again to another edition of Answer the Call. My name is Brother James, and I'm honored and grateful to be here tonight with all of you who have set this as a time apart to listen to and study God's love letter to mankind, the Holy Bible. Now, if you have your Bibles handy, and I pray you do, join with me once again in the book of James, looking tonight to chapter 4. Faithful listeners may recall last week we began this study of the first 12 verses of James chapter 4, and tonight we will be continuing that study in a lesson I've entitled, Open the Floodgates Within to Overcome Sin. Join with me in reading the first 12 verses of chapter 4, as it is written. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do ye think that the Scripture saith in vain, The Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse ye hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother, and judgeth his brother, speaketh evil of the law, and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver, who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? You know, friends, last broadcast, we discussed the source of conflicts and wars, often being the unrequited lusts of men's hearts, rather than any sort of zeal or love for the Father. And we attempted to focus in on crucifying those desires as we are called to crucify our flesh daily, allowing ourselves to die to the things of this world, that we might have closer communion and fellowship with the Father. Tonight we will be examining four conditions or agreements we must come to within ourselves if we truly wish for God to have full possession and control in our day-to-day walk. The first, simply this, we must be subject to the will of God. Now you may be asking me, Brother James, how can I know the will of God in my life? Well, beloved, I know of no better way to grow to understand the will of God than by immersion in His holy word, and by surrounding yourself with men and women of like mind. This, I believe, is the reason that we are called not to forsake the assembly of the saints, as we see in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 through 25, where it is written, Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching. We understand that the church being called the bride or the body of Christ is no small thing, friends, and in fact, those who would call themselves Christians have a very important role to play in God's plan. We being called the body of Christ must strive after doing those things which Christ did. We must continue to carry out the mission, to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, to hold the fort against the advances of the enemy, to grow not weary of teaching, preaching, encouraging and exhorting all men and women, that when our race is run, and we stand before our Lord and God, we might not be ashamed. Indeed, that we might hear those blessed words, Well done, my good and faithful servant. But to hear those words, friends, we must understand that Christianity is not a solo endeavor. Rather, we need join ourselves together under the banner of the cross, working not only to preach the gospel, but also to refine ourselves and each other. Beloved, if there has been no noticeable change in your character or person since accepting Christ, if you do not have a desire to hear God's word being preached and taught with authority, if you find it difficult or uncomfortable to black out the world and listen to that small, still voice within, then I'll tell you, friends, you need to find yourself a good Bible-believing and teaching house of God. You need to humble your heart and its objections, and you need to submit yourself to the authority of that preacher and strive to make God, His Word, and His works your joy, that His joy in you might be made complete. Amen. Secondly, tonight, we must draw nigh to God. Again, closeness to God cannot come by only works, as it is written in Romans 3, chapter 3, verses 19 through 23. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, that all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We cannot grow close to God, friends, nor find favor in our individual actions, as all flesh is corrupt. It is only through our relationship with Christ that any flesh be justified in the sight of the Father. And if you truly desire closeness, then I have six words for you tonight. Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and Wednesday night. Get plugged into your church. If your church doesn't offer a midweek service, find one that does. And if you cannot find one, then at least tune into a stream of services. While YouTube is no substitute for in-person worship, everyone has to start somewhere. And the greater the regard we give the Father, the closer we will grow to Him in faith and in our walks. Amen. For a third point, we must cleanse our hearts, or we must cleanse our hands and purify our hearts. Hearing and studying God's word is good, but friends, if those words and lessons are never applied to the heart, then I fear your worship may be in vain. And what do I mean by that? Simple. If you truly humble your heart and call out to Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you welcome the Holy Spirit to indwell within you, then there will be changes. It is impossible to not be changed by your conversion, as you should now have gained the Holy Spirit, and through it become convicted in those areas of your life which are contrary to the Word of God. If this is not happening to you, friends, then consider this a warning. Call out to God that He might reveal what is impeding your growth. Be not discouraged, for as it is written in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It is not God's desire that you stay lost. In fact, friends, we serve a merciful God. And it just may be that if you're listening tonight and this message is stirring your heart, that God is using this message to try to reach you. And if you're listening tonight and your spirit is rejoicing with me in these words, then I believe this message was sent to encourage you where you are, that you might stand more confidently, knowing that you are indeed on the winning side. Amen. And for our fourth point, we must humble ourselves in His sight. Look with me quickly, if you would, at Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. If there be any consolation in Christ, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowls and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Scripture shows us that God continually rejects those who are prideful, stiff-necked, or hard of heart, because within those people He can do no work, as we know the desires of our heart are wicked, if we will not crucify that pride, that arrogance, that wickedness, and instead continue to live and act as we did before we heard the gospel, then God has given us these words in Proverbs chapter 26, verses 11 and 12. As a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him. But a humble man, friends, meek and easy, who seeks after God, who studies his word and does not forsake the gathering of the brethren, this is a man or woman God can and will use mightily in his service. He will fill their soul and spirit to overflowing because that person has granted God the authority to remake them as God sees fit. It's my hope tonight, friends, that we might all aspire to be that vessel, that we might all seek to crucify the flesh and the lust thereof, and when we have done so, that God might work wonders in and through me, you, and indeed all of our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Amen. But beloved, as I always say, the truth is that each and every day we wake up to that decision. Will we begin our day with prayer and God's word? Will we start our day seeking after the world? Will we humble our hearts? Or do we allow the old man back down from the cross and welcome him back to the driver's seat of our lives? Do you truly desire God in your life or merely the appearance of holiness? Won't you strive for a little bit closer walk with our Lord tonight, beloved? If our Lord should tarry no longer and come calling, would you, my friend, be willing to answer the call?